An increasingly common practice in politics is to place so-called issue ads on TV that seem to explain an area of political disagreement, but actually advocate for a particular candidate or party. One area where issue ads are proving quite useful is in the volatile debate over federal rules that would limit issue ads. With us is issue ad producer Tamara Henry. Tamara, what's really at stake here?
Well, what's at stake is the right every American has to exercise free speech by producing a polished, provocative 30-second spot and then scheduling a nationwide or regionally targeted multi-million dollar TV ad campaign.
Well, that certainly doesn't sound free.
Well, the actual speech is free. The delivery is what costs getting it into homes.
So this is about preserving the cost of delivering the free speech?
Delivering and producing. Uh-huh. Producing first, then delivering.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've done some issue ads on the issue ads issue, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Would you like to see one?
Oh, I'd love to.
It's morning in America. Eager consumers of information are waking up and turning on their TVs so they can be fed. But there are people in Congress who want to limit your information diet and who say the issue advertisements you enjoy are too emotional and too simple to be believed. What they really mean is they think you are too simple to be believed. But others, like
Congressman Loomis Beachley,
say you have the right to understand the issues as much or as little as you please. And
Congressman Beachley
has pledged to protect your right to be superficial or naive or just plain ignorant about any issue before our nation. Your heartstrings and hot buttons are yours. If you want them to be plucked and pushed, that's your business, not Washington's. Call or write your congressman to say, hands off issue advertising.
Isn't that brilliant? I love it.
What do you love about it, exactly?
Well, it lifts up the common person. It's a call to action for them to stand up for themselves, to rally to the cause, to defend their right to consume the information of their choice. And it respects them for being able to decide about things for themselves without Big Brother pandering or holding their hands. And that's what I'm most proud of, the respect.
I noticed that the name of Congressman Beachley seemed to be dropped in almost after the fact.
You did? Well, we're running this ad in at least a dozen districts around the country and with different members of Congress each time.
Well, and it sounds that way. It sounds patched together. Doesn't that hurt your message?
Oh, no. People aren't that sophisticated. I've never noticed something like that. But bravo for you.
But you just said this whole thing is about respecting them.
Yes, but for instance, I got a call the other day from a woman who said she was all fired up because she had seen our ad about that thing Congress wanted to do. Tissue advertising. Imagine tissues being an issue. She said she'd be mad as hell if they took all the toilet paper ads off TV because she wouldn't know which kind to buy.
She didn't get it, I understand.
No, right. Not at all.
Tamara Henry is a producer.
Down at the office, we refer to it as the Mrs. Whipple Institute.
Very nice. Tamara Henry, a producer of so-called issue ads, which are at the center of a debate concerning campaign finance reform.
I need a tissue myself. Now I've been laughing so much.